Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game. If they do, you win $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and $1 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of our show. That means Andrew P. back in the house. And it also means we get to announce our winner of the KSN sweatshirt from our Ask Ross segment. That is Andrew from San Marcos, California. I wonder, do they wear sweatshirts in San Marcos, California?
Depends on if he's Northern California or Southern California. Northern California, absolutely. Southern California, eh.
We're San Marcos.
How thin your blood is. I have no idea.
We're San Marcos.
See, I don't know. That was my way of saying I don't know where San Marcos is, Jimmy.
Okay, well, neither do I. Perhaps Andrew will let us know. I am Jim Galante. That other voice you hear is Andrew P. Shea. Back in the house, and we're going to start talking about Ohio State. Believe me, I'm tired of Illinois. We've talked it out all week, and it doesn't get better, Andrew. The only thing that will make a Penn State fan feel better is a victory against Ohio State, or I'd even take a moral victory. Ross's prediction, he surprised a little bit. He said it would be a one-score game. His prediction was 31-27. So I don't want to say Penn State fans would be happy with that, but I think they would be impressed if that competitive. So let's talk about this Ohio State Buckeye team. The first thing, at least that I think about with this team as their strength, are the wide receivers. Some folks think they're even the best tandem of wide receivers in the country, but they also have a running back. I'm wondering if you're Ohio State and you're watching that tape of Illinois, might you decide, you know what, maybe we run the ball?
Yeah, so Ohio State has the number one rated offense overall in the country, and that's for a reason, right? And part of it is the defenses they faced recently, Tulsa, Rutgers, Akron, Maryland, Indiana, they're not going to strike the fear of you in any way, shape, or form when it comes to, you know, sort of playing overall defense. I think Trayvon Henderson, he might be the best back in college football, and he's a little bit underutilized. But they've done that to get C.J. Stroud comfortable and on track in the passing game. I think that might change on Saturday. I think the moniker Henderson being the most underutilized back in college football, there is an opportunity for that to change. And I would be surprised if they didn't have that as their first option in the game plan, is to sort of utilize him because he is really good and see if they can go right at Penn State.
Now, if you're Penn State defense reacting to this, do you say to yourself, you know what, our defensive backs are so good, receivers at Ohio State are like, but you know what? We need to sell out to stop the run, and we'll take our chances. Joey Porter one-on-one with somebody.
Yeah, I would think they're going to be like NFL fantasy draft pick type receivers in Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave going forward in the future. They're NFL guys. For sure, Penn State's defense has to hold on for dear life and literally hope they can somehow keep the Nittany Lions in this game. I think you have to run blitz, but I'm not sure your linebackers can get home and make short tackles. I'm very concerned about that. I mean, Brandon Smith was shoved around pretty good shooting gaps against Illinois. Ellis Brooks missed a ton of tackles in tight spaces on quick read reacts or on, you know, gap blitzes. I think you want to make Ohio State throw the ball because that is your strength, right? Penn State's strength is making teams throw the ball and go after their secondary. The defensive backfield is good. They're unlike anything Ohio State has faced, and they are pretty consistent about getting quarterback pressure off the edge. So if you're Penn State's defense, you have to figure out how to make them a little more one-dimensional. It's crazy that you want to say this, but do you want to, you kind of want to make them throw the ball and make it strength against strength, is my opinion.
And hope you just hope you win that battle that your guys at. And I think you also have to mix things up enough, take a chance on, it's still a young, inexperienced quarterback. Could you confuse him? We'll have to see. The other key probably to stopping an offense like Ohio State is don't give them the ball. And it's time of possession. Could you hold on to the ball, Penn State's offense? And they're not necessarily built for that. We've seen it all year, incapable of running the ball. Let's start with Sean Clifford. When they've been successful, it's been him throwing the ball, and even those little quarter or wide receiver screens, they say is analogous to a running game. But first of all, Sean Clifford has to be healthy. We saw him last week against Illinois, not 100%. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty because you took an element, the running element, that sort of, you know, those 3 to 5 running plays a game, you could see they were there. He just simply couldn't do them. If he can do them a little bit this week, that maybe helps. But think about this, Jimmy. The Penn State offense in the last two games has had 287 yards against Iowa and 227 total yards against Illinois. They have one touchdown in their last seven quarters. Since the first quarter of the Iowa game where they scored 14 points, one touchdown. Ohio State's defense isn't great. It's good, but not great. What flips the switch? I don't know how you flip a switch when you're going against a defense that is not great, but is good when you haven't been able to produce anything for the better part of seven quarters. That's a tall ask in my book, and I have no idea how it happens. I really don't. I'm mystified at to how this offense is going to move the ball. You can't run it. The running backs are banged up. The offensive line is not doing its job. I really swear to gosh, I have no idea how they're going to move the ball and put points on the board.
Those last seven quarters that you talk about, of course, coincide with Taquan Roberson being in the game and obviously injured Sean Clifford.
Sure.
So, along with James Franklin, let's say Sean Clifford is 100% for this game. Attack Ohio State's defense. As you said, they've been the Achilles heel when they were struggling early in the year. You know, Oregon put up quite a number of points on them.
They did. Oregon ran the ball on the edges against them. That is how Oregon had great success. They used their depth and talent at the running back position. They mixed in a little of their quarterback as well. But Oregon was running the football, particularly on the edges, with massive success. Do you think Penn State can run the ball on the edges with massive success, Jimmy? I'm not so sure. To me, okay, so say Sean Clifford is healthier and can do a few more things. When I close my eyes and think about it, what do I think it has to look like? Auburn. That's what Ohio State sort of reminds me of his defense. Think back to the Auburn game. That's how this offense has to function and operate against Ohio State in order to have any modicum of what you would consider measurable success, which is a little bit one-dimensional, but it is using the quarterback as a centerpiece, as the RPO run option threat. That was very effective against Iowa. And they completed passes at multiple levels, and they neutralized the pressure that Iowa or that Auburn wanted to generate up front, which is what Ohio State will try and do. And Ohio State will play lockdown man defense with their corners. Auburn played lockdown man defense with their corners. So this will look familiar to Sean. It's whether or not he can execute it. Boy, I just struggle with it. I'm not saying they can. It's just I struggle to see how it, you know, how it comes together in such in a 1 week window after what you've had of three quarters, a bye week, and then four more quarters plus nine overtimes, which you can't even get 3 yards. This offense can't get 3 yards, Jimmy. They can't get 3 yards, and they had nine chances at it. Nine.
And Andrew, you mentioned, you know, that Oregon had success running the ball. Penn State, they had their bye week, and James Franklin even said, hey, we're going to emphasize the running game. And what we saw was they couldn't run against Illinois. I'm not sure we're going to see that successful against Ohio State. The other thing to take note of with Sean Clifford being a threat to run the ball, that also means he's a threat to scramble, keep his eyes upfield, and the threat of running changes the defense, and he finds somebody open. All right, Andy, now it's time. We need your prediction, and we need your bold prediction.
Yeah, so Ohio State playing Penn State right now, it's with all this outside noise and their on-field performance in the last couple games, it's kind of in the basement right now a little bit. So it's a little bit, to me, of frightening proposition. I mean, this team's a mess on offense, and the offensive challenge teams that the Nittany Lions have faced with their defense, that will not be the team across from them Saturday night. I've got Ohio State 38, Penn State 17. My bold prediction, two Penn State scores will be directly from or as a result of turnovers created by the defense. There you go.
Oh, that is very bold. And, you know, it's tough as a Penn State fan to see the spread, the margin as wide as it is,
yep,
and still not have confidence in your team to cover it. I hope they're competitive. I'm not so sure that they will be, Andrew. It could get ugly, which means probably Penn State will make it close. All right. That is going to have to be it, though, for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.